This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. I have been studying how people get involved in New Age activities like crystal power, manifesting, tarot cards, and more. New Age teaching leads its practitioners to believe that they are elevated above ordinary people with their special knowledge. It is a restatement of the ancient heresy of Gnosticism, thinking you gain points with God by learning special secrets not known by the average person. New Age thinking has its roots then in Eastern mysticism, which attempts to bypass the mind. There is a new organ of perception, the third eye, which gives spiritual light. People need to get the psychic self by training themselves to ignore messages from the mind or to see that the mind is actually achieving cosmic consciousness. All of this is evil, demonic, and very dangerous to do New Age activities. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Some material from GodQuestions.org.
You can find more about us at visionforchristworld.com. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Galatians 5:19-21 says, "The result of giving sin control in our lives is clear and obvious. It includes sexual sins, impure acts, and wild living. It includes worshiping statues of gods and worshiping evil powers. It also includes hatred and fighting, jealousy and fits of anger. Sinful desire is interested only in getting ahead. It stirs up trouble. It separates people into their own little groups. It wants what others have. It gets drunk and takes part in wild parties. It does many things of that kind. I warn you now, as I did before, people who live like this will not receive the kingdom of God." Then in Acts 19:13-20, we read this. "A group of Jews was traveling from town to town, casting out evil spirits. They tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus in their incantation, saying, 'I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out.' Seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing this. But one time when they tried it, the evil spirit replied, 'I know Jesus, and I know Paul, but who are you?' Then the man with the evil spirit leaped on them, overpowered them, and attacked them with such violence that they fled from the house naked and battered. The story of what happened spread quickly all throughout Ephesus to Jews and Greeks alike. A solemn fear descended on the city, and the name of the Lord was greatly honored. Many who became believers confessed their sinful practices. A number of them who had been practicing sorcery brought their incantation books and burned them at a public bonfire. The value of the books was several million dollars. So the message about the Lord spread widely and had a powerful effect." New Agers create their own reality. They believe that they can create reality by what they believe, and by changing what they believe, they can change reality. All moral boundaries have been erased. There are no absolutes because there is no distinction between good and evil. Nothing has reality until one says that it is reality or says that it is truth. If finite man can create truth, we are in desperate trouble in our society. Unless there are eternal absolutes from the eternal God, man will eventually be his own destruction. Ephesians 5:3-13 tells us, "Since you are the people of God, it is not right that any sexual immorality or indecency or greed should even be mentioned among you, nor is it fitting for you to use language which is obscene, profane, or vulgar. Rather, you should give thanks to God. You may be sure that no one who is immoral, indecent, or greedy," for greed is a form of idolatry, "will ever receive a share in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Do not let anyone deceive you with foolish words. It is because of these very things that the anger of God will come upon those who do not obey him. So have nothing at all to do with such people. You yourselves used to be in the darkness, but since you have become the people of the Lord Jesus, you are in the light. So you must live like people who belong to the light, for it is the light that brings a rich harvest of every kind of goodness, righteousness, and truth. Try to learn what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the worthless things that people do, things that belong to the darkness. Instead, bring them out to the light. It is really too shameful even to talk about the things they do in secret. And when all things are brought out to the light, then their true nature is clearly revealed. The Bible has a lot to say about witchcraft. Witchcraft and its many cousins, such as fortune-telling, New Age, and necromancy, are some of the ways Satan appears to be spirituality. The Bible expressly condemns all forms of witchcraft. 2 Corinthians 11:14, even Satan can change himself to look like an angel who belongs to the light. Leviticus 20:6-8, I will condemn people who turn to mediums and psychics and chase after them as though they were prostitutes. I will exclude them from the people. Therefore, you shall set yourselves apart as holy and be holy, for I am Yahweh your God, and you shall keep my statutes and do them. I am Yahweh who makes you holy. So we see that God takes witchcraft very seriously. The penalty for practicing witchcraft under the Mosaic law was death. 1 Chronicles 10:13 tells us that Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord. He did not keep the word of the Lord and even consulted a medium for guidance. In the New Testament, sorcery is translated from the Greek word pharmakei, from which we get our word pharmacy. Witchcraft and spiritism often involve the ritualistic use of magic potions and mind-controlling drugs. Using illicit drugs can open ourselves up to the invasion of demonic spirits. Engaging in a practice of taking a substance to achieve an altered state of consciousness is a form of witchcraft. There are only two sources of spiritual power in this world, God and Satan. Satan has only the power that God allows him to have, but it is considerable. To seek spirituality, knowledge, or power apart from God is idolatry, closely related to witchcraft. 1 Samuel 15:23 says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." Since the Garden of Eden, the goal of Satan has been to divert human hearts away from the worship of the true God. He entices humans with the suggestions of power, self-realization, and spiritual enlightenment apart from submission to the Lord God. Witchcraft is merely another branch of that enticement. To become involved in witchcraft in any way is to enter the control and dominance of Satan. Seemingly harmless modern entanglements with witchcraft can include horoscopes, Ouija boards, Eastern meditation rituals, and some video and role-playing games. Any practice that dabbles in a power source other than the Lord Jesus Christ is witchcraft. Revelation 22:15 includes witches in a list of those who will not inherit eternal life. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. If we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ through genuine faith, there is no power that can ultimately defeat us. We are overcomers, 1 John 5:4, as we put on the whole armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, Ephesians 6:11. When we give our lives to Christ, we must repent. This repentance should include renouncing any involvement with witchcraft, following the example of the early believers in Acts 19:19. Isaiah 8:19 says, "When someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living?" When we follow those words to their logical conclusion, we could also ask, Why seek any power apart from the source of all real power? Why seek spirits who are not the Holy Spirit? Witchcraft and its many counterparts promise spirituality, but lead only to emptiness and death. Only Jesus has the words of life. John 6:68. Satan is ultimately the cosmic loser, and you do not want to end up on the losing side. Revelation 12:9, so that huge dragon, the ancient serpent, the one called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, was thrown down to the earth, and his angels along with him. The New Age movement is a counterfeit philosophy that appeals to the feelings of individuals, leading them to think that they are God and can enhance their lives through their own person. The reality is that we are born, grow up, and live while on planet Earth, and we die. Humans are finite. We can never be God. We need someone greater than we who can provide us forgiveness and life eternal. Praise the Lord for the God-man, Jesus Christ. Through his death and bodily resurrection, he has won for us what we desperately need, forgiveness from God and a life of purpose and meaning in this life and eternal life beyond the grave. Do not miss out on who Jesus Christ is and what he has done for you. Read John chapter 3. Ask Christ to be your Savior. Your life will be transformed by the Holy Spirit of God, and you will know who you are, why you are here, and where you are going. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia on AM medium wave radio, to Albania, North Macedonia, and Greece on FM local area radio, also to Australia and Northern Europe on shortwave. We have just added a radio outreach to the Middle East nations on shortwave from Florida. Our friends there can listen to us on Saturday nights in Israel, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iraq, and Iran on the frequency 15770 kilohertz at 1900 UTC, which is 9 p.m. in Israel, an hour to an hour and a half later in the other nations. Listen to us online at visionforchristworld.com. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from John 3:19-21. The light, meaning Jesus, has come into the world, but people did not want light. They wanted darkness because they were doing evil things. All who do evil hate the light and will not come to the light because it will show all the evil things they do. But those who follow the true way come to the light, and it shows that the things they do were done through God.